And so, folks, with this Christmas season upon us, may we ever be mindful of what we're really celebrating. It's not about the fancy trees or the glittering lights, or even all about the presents underneath the tree, but rather we remember the birth of a Savior who came to this earth to save sinners. May we not forget. So as you leave the building today, remember the offering plates at the back door. We're collecting funds to be sent to the Schwartz family. They have some special needs this Christmas. Please give generously. You are dismissed.
Hey, Darlene, where will you be spending Christmas this year?
We'll be staying home this year. A nice, quiet Christmas in Pana.
Nice. I would like to go somewhere warm like Alabama, but the husband always has an excuse. It's too expensive, Christmas plays, and we got to stay here and have his family over. 27 people. Sounds great.
Oh, family's wonderful. Unfortunately, our families live too far away, and our parents are getting older, so they don't like to make the drive, and Ken hasn't been working as many hours, so we've just decided to have a nice, quiet Christmas at home, just the five of us.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Darden. Isn't it nice to have snow covering the ground? My kids have been praying for a white Christmas.
Yes, mine too, but it only happens all over my kitchen floor.
Hey, woman, I got the car warmed up. It's ready to go. Are you coming?
Merry Christmas! Tom's got the car ready.
You too. Tell the kids I said hi.
Mom, look what I made in junior church today.
Drew, it's fantastic. You're such a little artist.
What is it, Drew?
It looks like pretend snow.
It is. Our teacher said when we look outside and see the snow, it should remind us of when Jesus entered our hearts and made us whiter than snow.
Hey, we learned a verse about that today too. Only our teacher said that Jesus can take our hearts and make them whiter than snow.
Whiter than snow? That's silly. I can't think of anything whiter than snow.
Thank you. wash me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Psalms 51:7.
I just love Christmas. I love snowflakes and jingle bells and candy canes and Christmas carols and...
Okay, I think we get the idea, Summer.
I love sledding and Grandma's fudge and putting up the Christmas tree and...
Sammy, not you too.
Well, I love s'mores and sleeping bags and sitting around the campfire and telling stories and falling asleep to the sound of crickets.
You'd think it was the middle of summer the way you're talking, Drew. Not Christmas Eve.
Oh, the coldest Christmas Eve since 1972. I'm glad we're not camping in this weather.
What was that, Mommy?
I don't know, but I'm gonna go look for some flashlights and candles while your dad figures it out. Can you come with me?
Sure, but I can't see a thing.
Hold my hand, Sammy. I'm coming too.
I'll go check outside to see what happened. Do you want to come with me, Drew?
I'm right behind you, Dad.
I found a box of candles. Now let's see if we can get some light.
And here's a lighter.
Are you kidding me? The electricity has to go out, and on Christmas Eve, I have to be in Mount Auburn in December. I have 23 of my beloved in-laws coming over for dinner tomorrow, And I get to go shopping for all 23 of them. Does God hate me?
Settle down, Lucy. This isn't exactly a walk in the park for me either. Who do you think has to pay for all these presents that you bought, all this food? It looks like you invited half the town over for dinner tomorrow. And now, look at this, the power bill. What do you think it costs me to heat this place every month? And now I'm probably going to have another bill to fix whatever happened to the power.
I'm hungry. I want pizza.
Yeah, me too. I'm starving. Can we please have something to eat?
Do you seriously think I can make pizza without any electricity?
Well, it looks like one of the trees fell over and knocked over one of our power lines. No telling how long it'll take to repair, being Christmas Eve and all.
Well, it looks like Drew's gonna get his wish of camping in December. Maybe we should bring the sleeping bags into the living room.
Does that mean that we get to camp out here tonight?
Yeah, and we can pretend that the candles are a great big warm campfire.
And what about s'mores? No camping trip is complete without s'mores.
I might be able to muster up some marshmallows and chocolate.
That sounds great. Whoever thought we'd be camping on Christmas Eve?
Maybe it's God's special gift to me on Christmas.
Maybe, Drew.
But Mom, I only know how to make peanut butter sandwiches, and I don't even like those.
Peanut butter it is. It's what's on the menu now. Get cooking.
We now tune in to Chef Paige Darby. And what will she be cooking up for us this fine evening?
Leave me alone, Gilbert.
Ah, her famous peanut butter sandwich. And watch how gracefully she spreads the peanut butter onto the bread. Tune in next week to watch her tackle pouring a glass of milk.
All right, that's enough. We have enough problems without adding your squabbling to the mix.
Here we go. Let's make s'mores.
We can roast them over the candles. Adventurous Drew Bloomfield here to protect us all.
Don't worry, everybody. I'll be on the lookout.
This is so much fun. We should do this every year.
I'm so thankful for our warm, cuddly sleeping bags in a time like this.
I'm thankful Mom had some candles.
I'm thankful for family and all of us being together.
Well, I'm thankful for God's provisions, and I'm thankful for good health.
I told you we should have went to Alabama this Christmas. I hate this weather.
So why couldn't we go to Alabama, Dad? It sure would be better than being stuck in boring old Mount Auburn this winter.
Hey, I'd even be willing to stay here if we sent Gilbert to Alabama.
Ha ha ha, a professional chef and a comedian.
I told you, Lucille, we can't afford to go to Alabama this year. Besides, I don't have any vacation time left.
You mean we're stuck in this freezing weather all winter long?
Alabama. One day I'll move to Alabama.
And what am I gonna do? I have all these people coming over.
Well, I'm sorry, but if my boss would pay me a decent wage, I can afford to take this family on vacation.
Ugh, I'm getting a headache.
Thank you.
Good morning, kids. Merry Christmas.
Wake up, sleepyheads. Power's back on and we've got lots to do today.
I'm dreaming, or is it Christmas already?
Yeah, Drew, it's Christmas. All right, let's grab our coats and go outside and make snow angels.
That sounds great, Summer. Looks like God gave us a fresh blanket of snow for Christmas.
Wow, God's been giving us all sorts of presents this year.
Bundle up, it's cold outside.
Merry Christmas, honey. I wanted to get you a little something.
Ken, you don't have to get me anything. I know your hours were cut and money's been tight.
Well, it's not the new refrigerator you wanted, but I noticed that our old one was broken.
A blender's a great gift. Maybe later we can make milkshakes.
Sounds terrific. You're such a good wife and mother.
Kids, knock it off. I have company coming in 3 hours and we have got to get this house cleaned up.
Hey kids, why don't you get up and give your mother a hand?
Do we have to, Dad? It's Christmas.
Actually, Tom, they would be much more help if they would just go outside and play.
Okay, kids, you heard your mother. Go outside.
Okay, then let's go get our coats, Paige.
Hi, Gilbert. Hi, Paige. We were making snow angels.
Do you guys want to play with us?
Sure, I love playing in the snow.
Yeah, me too. Do you guys want to have a snowball fight?
Sure,
but you better run! Hey, this is still fair! It's 2 against 3!
That's not our problem.
I call the juice. Agree?
Okay, guys, so let's give them a break.
So what are you guys hoping to get for Christmas?
Well, I wanted this new dress I saw at the store. But my parents don't have a lot of money right now, so I don't know if I'll get it or not.
I want a new bike. A red and purple illusion bike. Wow, I want a bike too, but the one you want sounds pretty great.
I asked for some more Legos. What about you, Gilbert?
I asked for this new set of video games out called Termination of the Sloth. There's 5 games in the set, and it comes in this cool carrying case. I gave a picture to my parents so they wouldn't get mixed up.
Wow, guys, those gifts sound really great. It's getting kind of cold out here.
Yeah, I'm getting cold, too. Can we go inside?
Yeah, I think I'm ready to go inside and warm up, too. See you guys.
Good luck with your Christmas gifts.
You too. Bye. See ya.
Lucy, everything just smells so wonderful in here.
You always were such a wonderful little cook. I haven't eaten for days, saving room for this big meal. What are we having to eat?
Let's see, I made ham and turkey, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, corn, rolls.
That sounds fantastic.
You have been busy.
You have no idea.
When will dinner be ready, dear?
Things are about ready, so if you guys want to get ready to come in.
Well, guys, the wife said dinner's ready, so let's head to the kitchen, and I'll say prayer, and we'll dig in.
The soup is wonderful, darling.
Yeah, Mom, I love the bread.
We certainly are blessed this Christmas.
Yes, God is very good. You know, kids, not everyone gets a delicious meal on Christmas.
They don't? How come?
Well, some countries are very poor and people don't have money for food. Sometimes people are very sick and they have to eat simple foods. Some families don't have a mommy who can cook as well as yours. But did you know that there is something that's far more valuable than physical food?
What's that?
The food from God's Word.
Just the other day I was reading in 1 Peter and it talks about just like our bodies need food to grow, our souls need food to grow too.
So, our souls grow by reading the Bible and praying, right?
Very good. And depending on how much fellowship we have with God, our souls are either starving or feasting.
I want my stomach and my soul to have a feast this Christmas.
Oh,
Please open our presents now. I've been waiting for 365 days. Come on already!
What did you do, Paige? Did you make your Christmas list last New Year's Eve?
Dad, you know how long I've been waiting for a new bike. Mine's so old, it still has training wheels on it.
Maybe there's a reason for that.
Be quiet, Gilbert. We all know what's on your Christmas list. A stuffed Barney doll and airplane sippy cups.
All right, you two, now cut it out. Let's enjoy these moments together.
I think we've waited long enough. We promised after dinner and after all the relatives left that we would open presents, so it's time to open presents.
All right, Gilbert, here you go.
This is the exact video game I wanted. Thank you, guys.
Now, if only he was smarter than the case, he'd actually be able to play it.
All right, Paige, this is for you.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. How, I love it. How could you have possibly known this is what I wanted?
Well, maybe your subtle reminders the last 364 days helped a little.
Oh, this is great. I love you guys. You guys are the best parents in the whole world. I love you very much.
Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me.
That's a funny story we read on Christmas, Dad.
Yeah, we usually read about baby Jesus on Christmas.
And that's a good story, too. But this year I thought we'd read something different.
Your dad and I thought, since we always put emphasis on the nice presents we want, that this year it would be nice if we talked about contentment.
Contentment? What's that?
That's a good question, Sammy. Contentment is being happy with what you have instead of always wanting something else.
Do you guys remember the story Dad read about Paul? Have you guys learned about Paul at church?
We learned about Paul in Sunday school, and our teacher said that Paul was beaten, stoned, and left to die.
Very good, Summer.
I remember hearing my Sunday school teacher say that Paul lived in a tent.
Well, Paul was a tent maker, so he may have lived in a tent. Sammy, what else do you know about Paul?
Didn't he get thrown in jail?
Not only was he thrown in jail, but he sang songs while he was in there. Can you imagine anybody being happy while they're in jail?
Kids, Paul was content even though he was beaten, stoned, shipwrecked, bitten by a snake, thrown out of town, thrown into jail, and possibly even live in a tent.
Content in a tent? And that rhymes. So I should be thankful if I live in a mansion or a tent.
And I should be content whether I get a new bike or have to keep riding my old one that's bent.
I'm so proud of you kids. You have the idea exactly. Let's be determined this Christmas to be content in the tent.
Thank you. smile in the strife.
Lucy, there's one more gift. I think I got you something you'll really like.
Oh, Tom, you shouldn't have. But what could it be? I have had my eye on so many... A blender? You got me a blender?
Well, I know how much you like to make those smoothies. I just thought you could make your own.
Like pajamas, or new perfume, or a night out without the kids. Not a blender.
I'm sorry, Lucy. You told me not to get you anything.
Okay, but when I tell you not to get me anything, I don't mean don't get me anything.
I give up.
Don't I deserve something that makes me happy?
Of course you do, dear. I'm sorry about the blender.
This has been a lousy Christmas. So I've cooked and I've cleaned for weeks. I have had all these people over for dinner. It's freezing outside. We've lost power on Christmas Eve. And now I get a blender?
Merry Christmas, dear.
Summer, Sammy, Drew, look what I got for Christmas. Isn't it beautiful?
Well, I'm glad that you got what you wanted.
What about you? Didn't you get a new bike?
No, but I got some cool Matchbox cars.
What about you, Gilbert? Did you get the new video games you asked for?
Yeah, you guys will have to come over and play them with me sometime. That would be fun. And what about you two?
Well, I got a new winter coat, see?
And I also got some Matchbox cars.
Oh, well, I'm sorry you didn't get what you wanted.
It's okay. This Christmas, we decided that we were going to be content no matter what we got.
And I learned that I can be happy whether I have Matchbox cars, a bike, or even nothing at all.
I don't think I would have been happy with just Matchbox cars.
Sure you could, Paige. God helps us to be happy in any situation.
Dad told us a story about Paul in the Bible. Did you know that he was happy even though he was thrown in jail? What was wrong with him?
Nothing was wrong with him. God just made him realize that things just couldn't make him happy.
I'm pretty happy with my video games.
Sure you are, right now, Gilbert. But in a year, I'm sure you won't even care about those games.
We'll see about that. Come on, Paige. Mom told us to make our beds before lunch.
I'll be right there, Gilbert. Are you really happy with just Matchbox cars?
A new bike would have been nice, but yes, I'm happy with the gifts I got.
I'm sure you're right. I could have been happy with or without my new bike. I'll see you guys later.
Bye, Paige. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Bye.
strive, Christmas candies or gingerbread boys. It doesn't arrive in a reindeer built sleigh, but only through Jesus asleep on the hay.
Now for the job they did, and perspective and contentment pictured for us this morning by two different families, the Bloomfields. Those were the godly ones, obviously, and then the other one. Okay, yikes, we didn't typecast on that. Okay, but which one of those two families resembled yours this last year? Which one of those two attitudes that you saw portrayed resembled your attitude at times? You see, it does. It all comes down to perspective and whether or not we're content. The children in the videos, they did a really good job portraying that on a very simplistic level with the gifts that we get. I remember, tragically, my 13th year, my dad was in Bible college full time with six kids. Things were tight. We were one of those families that would come home from church at night and there'd be a bag of groceries on the front porch and we needed it desperately. Christmas rolls around. I remember I got three presents that year, and I opened up each present. One was I wanted a little pouch to put on my bicycle and just to carry stuff in. And I opened it up, and you know what I said? Oh, this isn't leather. And then I got the second gift that I got. I wanted a skateboarding helmet, okay? Those are really cool looking. And I opened it up, and what I got was this big, clunky hockey helmet. I didn't look so cool in it. And I made some comment about that, too. And then the third gift was a basketball with a sports team on there. And it probably came out of a discount store or something. Well, it certainly wasn't the team that I was behind. And I made a comment about it. I've never spoken to my parents about that. I probably never will, because I don't want them to tell me how they felt with those comments that I was just spewing forth that Christmas. I wasn't content. Of course, we see that in kids. You're like, well, yeah, he's a 13-year-old. Kids need to learn that. Don't we need to learn that? I mean, when we think about this last year, everything we didn't like, and we vocalized it. My goodness, if you want illustrations of discontentment, just go on Facebook. Go on social media. And you see Christians spewing discontentment to the world. We need to ask ourselves as we start breaking into this year now. Is this year going to be different? Are we going to be content with what God has given to us? And it all comes down to our perspective. I love the song they sing, "Perspective is elective." In other words, you choose what your perspective is. You choose when something happens, how you're going to look at it. And as the Bloomfields pointed out, as they were sitting there eating their Christmas dinner of soup and bread, one of the children said, "Oh, I love this bread." Really? What kid says that anyway? But then Dad pointed out that there are some that don't have any food. And we complain so much about what we have. We choose our perspective
and we choose whether or not we're going to be content or not. There's a verse in the Bible that says, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Paul, with everything that he experienced, he said, I have learned to be content. We need to not learn that as adults. We've already learned that. Now we need to choose to do that, to be content with so many blessings that God has allowed us to have. I think I've spoken on this before. I've heard a number of people refer to last year. Oh, that was just a bad year. That was just a bad year. Oh, well, it depends on your perspective on things. This year, it's a good year before we even get into it if we enter it with the right perspective. Let's bow our heads, please. Heavenly Father, God, I pray that as we leave here this morning, the message that we've heard about contentment, you have given us everything that we have. The Bible tells us that everything, the good, the bad, and even the ugly, is for our best. We need that perspective. And when things will unfold this year, whatever they are, if they're not what we want, God, I pray that we would have the right perspective on it. If we don't have everything that we want, God, I pray that we would choose to be content. In Jesus' name, amen. Folks, thank you so much for being here this morning.